95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Let's start by giving away t-shirts.
Yeah, these lovely new KLOS t-shirts.
Are... One t-shirt or more?
Just
one?
One, I guess.
All right, so yesterday we did Give Me Five.
Right.
And we did cover songs.
Yeah. And we decided we can do those forevermore. I'm thinking once a week starting sometime.
Probably,
soon. Let's do cover songs.
Super easy.
Yeah,
because there's way too many of them.
Yeah. But if you remember yesterday's.
Yesterday we played five songs that were all covers. And we would like to know number five through number one.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't even have to give us an order.
Nope.
Just give us the five songs.
It might even just take a couple. Who knows?
That we played.
Try your luck.
What are you talking
all five?
About?
Really? You got to get all five?
Sure. Well,
you're a stickler for detail.
Well, we mentioned it yesterday. We said,
that's true.
All five.
I just like to, you know, give people a break.
But here's what I'm going to say. Somebody's going to get all five.
That's, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I do think so.
Yeah, you listen, look at you, whoever you are.
818-955-KLOS. If you want to call now with yesterday's Give Me Five.
Couple in a row from The Who on a two for Tuesday. 95.5 KLOS.
Hello.
Hey, did I win?
Do you know what the five songs were from yesterday's Give Me Five? They were all covers.
I gotta rewind.
Be kind. Rewind. Okay, you have 3, 2, 1. Sorry. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, would you love this beautiful KLOS t-shirt to put on your body?
Heck yeah, it fits my fat ass.
We do have extra fat. That's what I wear. You have any idea what the five songs were yesterday on the Give Me Five?
I think I got like four.
All right, let's hear it.
I remember you did Devo.
Satisfaction, yes.
Yeah, you did Nine Inch Nails Hurt.
Well, Johnny Cash hurt.
We did Johnny Cash hurt, but okay.
I'll buy it.
I know, but it's a cover. That's the important part.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, that's where it came from. Okay. Its origins.
Okay, all right.
That's kind of impressive.
That's one and a half so far.
One and a half. One more.
We did the Led Zeppelin Hollywood Vampires.
Yeah!
Yes, we did.
Hey, there you
go. Yes, we did.
Look at that. That's a good enough for a lovely t-shirt.
I think we're going with good enough today.
Yeah. And every day.
Oh, sweet! Awesome.
Well done. Well done.
Hold on. Don't go away. We'll get your bank routing pin and your information and send you the t-shirt, all right?
Sweet, dude.
Start doing that every day. Every time we can find a KLOS t-shirt to give away.
Listen, he got 2.5.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's better than I would have done.
It's better than either of us would have
had that list.
Either of us. If either of us didn't have the list in front of us.
Total fail.
We wouldn't have been able to do that either. We're going to talk furries coming up in a few minutes.
Nice. Furries?
Furries, yes.
Wow.
People who identify as an animal.
Okay.
Some people dress as an animal.
Yeah, there's
some
that puppy
people
girl.
Just identify with as an animal.
We actually talk to her, and she loves being on all fours, as it were, to pretend she's a dog on a regular basis.
Yes, but she's not a furry.
True. No, that's true. But she kind of, I don't know if she identifies as a dog.
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Coming up just in
we'll
a few
figure
minutes.
It all out.
And call, and we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
If you're a furry, yes.
If
please.
You identify as a pet more than a human being.
I used to when I was a little kid. I used to love to be the family dog. Yeah.
Well, let's hold on to that
story. I
want to
be your dog.
Let's hold on to that story. Jennifer Lopez got married again.
Who?
For the either fourth or fifth time.
Neat, I guess.
How many times? How many times is too many times? How many times have you been married?
Me? 36, 37 times?
Normal people.
Right.
Like, by four? I mean, aren't you at four? Don't you go, maybe it's not for me.
I think I know one person that's been married four times. Has she been married for three or four times for sure?
We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then Give Me Five today is Big O.
the big O.
Which is bands that start with O.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And People Are Dumb coming up today on 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
An old Rocky Horror line there.
Rumors are running rampant of students who identify as furries asking for litter boxes in college.
They don't need a TV. They don't need a new book binder or whatever. They need a litter box.
They want the college to provide them with a litter box so that they can go to the bathroom.
I think that's fair.
Furries are people who have an interest in anthropomorphic animal characters.
You get 15 bonus points for saying that.
And create costumes based on their persona.
Mm-hmm.
However, Dr. Sharon Roberts, who I think we're going to hear from here, says they don't really identify as animals, so they don't really need litter boxes.
Now, just at a blanket statement, there might be a few.
Sure.
What it can tell you is that furries are a group of people who create anthropomorphic identities. And what that means is, you know, like someone might go to Comic-Con and cosplay as their favorite character, like Spider-Man or Deadpool. A furry creates their own identity. It's called a fursona.
Now, there are rumors spreading of these students wanting litter boxes in the school bathroom.
No, there's not. The bottom line is they looked into those rumors and they don't exist.
Of course.
But,
yeah.
I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. 1 year, I don't know how many years ago it was, but we were doing our summer concert and we all stayed in one hotel.
Right.
And it was a furry convention.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember
the
furry convention?
Yeah, I was there. That's right. Yes, that was the first time I'd really come into contact with furries. They were super cool.
I was so excited.
Ready to party,
they
man.
They were ready to party. I agree. We had some good after parties then.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Wasn't that one of the times Weird Al showed up, too?
I believe it was.
Yeah, and he's like, wow, you guys attract quite a crowd.
You really do. It was so bizarre. It was such a surprise. But it makes me think there have to be people who identify with animals
and also,
that are listening.
Sure. And also don't just get into the furry costume sometimes, but maybe around the house while doing homework or what have you all the time. Homework. I meant housework. Right. But whatever.
I hope you mean housework. Because if you're under that age, we don't want you to call.
Well,
if you're over 18, we would like to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, she gets 50 bonus points for mentioning Deadpool.
Yeah, good for her. Right?
The best non-superhero.
She's a fur scientist, she calls herself. Which is basically somebody who excels in the art of furries. Here's a little bit more information.
It's sort of like joining a bowling group and going bowling. It's really, really benign.
I mean, I don't think it's like joining a bowling group.
Grandpa wouldn't agree with that.
From what I understand.
He was very good at polishing his balls.
But to this point, Dr. Roberts says research shows there is no evidence of furries using litter boxes.
Furries do not identify as animals. They identify with animals. And they have this interest in cartoony art or making music or, you know, they're so creative in their many outputs that are related to anthropomorphism.
All right. So anthropomorphism is what we want to talk about.
Well done again.
Twice.
Check you out.
Thank you.
Wow.
You don't identify as an animal. You identify with an animal.
Sure. Whatever. You throw on a costume, you're good to go.
818-955-KLOS. You don't even need to have a costume.
No, that's true. You can be just down on all fours. Like I was when I was a kid.
Listen, you're trying to make this worse than it is.
I made them put water down in a bowl for me when I was little.
We still need to hear that story. 818-955-KLOS. You remember when we were at that hotel with the furries?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was after the summer show that the other station put on.
Yes.
And I remember coming into the lobby.
It was before and after, because I got down there before the show.
Oh,
and
I didn't
they were
see
there
him
then.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, everybody here is dressed like an animal except for me.
And really good costumes.
Yes.
Like, really.
Yeah, not janky at all.
No. This is like, what, 93 I'm going to get?
I would
94,
think so, yeah.
Something like that.
And, and you get like in an elevator with a girl and a cat, and a guy as a dog and a fox or something.
Yeah.
And I do remember getting a very, very, very very asexual feeling from them.
Oh, well, a couple of them. How much did you talk to them?
Well, I talked to them quite a bit.
Okay.
As you know,
there was a couple that were like,
oh, is that right?
Yeah. Not very many. You're right. And they were very G-rated.
I think for the most part, it's very G-rated.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think.
Yeah. But a couple of them, there was this one girl that just kept saying, she was sort of sitting, you know, that bar that was
with the piano. The
big, Uh-huh. And we were standing.
That's where Robert Smith of The Cure sat down and played.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
At that piano.
And I'm pretty sure Weird Al was there that night because he fit right in. He was really having a good time. But she was just standing by the bar while a couple other people were talking. I think Jed was talking to one of them or whatever. And she would just throw in these nasty little comments.
Is that hilarious?
I mean, I don't know how serious she was being.
That's so funny. Yeah. I do remember being very asexual. Mm-hmm. Like, really not about that at all.
No, yeah.
But you're saying with her.
Well, I think
okay.
She I wasn't in costume, so she wasn't interested in me, but she was having a good laugh.
With you.
That's the only reason she wasn't interested.
You when you were a tiny kid.
Yeah, I was like 4. I was obsessed with the dog being able to just be down on the floor and, you know, getting fed down there.
So you thought, like, this looks like a great life?
This looks like a good way to live. Yeah.
And did you make your parents?
Yeah, I think for maybe, I don't know, you know, a 4-year-old, it seemed like forever. I'd say a month I was a dog. I was the family dog.
Oh, my God. They must have just thought, where have we gone wrong?
Oh, my sisters, they were like 10 and 12 years older than me. They started like, oh, this stupid kid. Why do we have to put up with this kind of stuff?
So did you make them call you a name?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember what. But they did put down a bowl of water for me. I remember that.
Put down a bowl of water.
Yep. I was like, I need to drink.
They put down a bowl of water.
They're very accommodating. Oh, it explains a lot, don't you think?
Did they put your food on the floor?
I don't remember that. I can't imagine, you know, any mother
chicken tenders in a bowl on the ground.
I'm gonna try and steal the dog's real food. The dog loved it. This is great. You know, we're down here. We're at the same level all the time.
So the dog thought you were basically just playing with him.
I suppose. You're not a dog, you know, stupid boy.
Did you think you were a dog? Like, you were four. What were you thinking?
I was kind of just trying to figure out what it's like to be in that existence. And I, you know, it was kind of cool. It was like, you know, you see the world from a different level.
Did your sisters ever pet you or your parents?
Kicked
me. They kicked you?
Yeah.
Did they ever, like, throw a ball and say, fetch?
Probably.
Hit you on the nose with a newspaper?
Hit me on the nose, probably. Yeah.
Did you pee on the floor?
I would have loved to. I would have loved to. I don't know that I did. They wouldn't let me do it outside either, as I recall. Oh, I couldn't go out in the dirt and roll around like I wanted to.
What a shame.
I'm sure I did, though.
They really
missed out. When they weren't looking.
Of course.
I'm sure I did, yeah.
I wish I had video of that so badly.
A strange child. I was one of only one, many, many things. If I had known about furries then, I probably would have insisted on some sort of four-year-old costume. Get me some fur.
But you wouldn't have known anything.
No, I know. But
four,
I mean,
you don't have that information at all.
Yeah.
You would have never known that you would run into a furry convention later in your life.
Woo, that was fun.
Were you going to use an outfit? It's frightening. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo!
Jennifer Lopez got married again to, what's his name? Ben Affleck.
I was just going to say Ben Affleck. It was Ben. I was actually right.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I never get that kind of trivia right ever.
There are a lot of Hollywood stars that have been married the most.
Sure, Elizabeth Taylor.
I think Zsa Zsa Gabor is the most.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa. I like. She's very silly.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't there a number after which you would say, maybe marriage isn't for me?
You mean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, if you've been married five times...
Why are you trying again?
Word.
Well, I guess maybe in your mind, and this is, you know, playing devil's advocate, whatever the hell that means.
Sure.
You're like, I didn't really like him. I knew it wasn't going to last. But this time I feel it.
Right.
But then you kind of later go, no, you know what? I didn't feel it that time either. This time I do.
Right. Okay, so that's three.
Right.
So then that breaks up.
And then you're like.
Now you're like, I've tried it three times and it didn't work. Now I'm considering four. Maybe it's me.
I don't think Zsa Zsa Gabor has ever gone into that sort of self-examination in her life.
It's her, then it's Elizabeth Taylor, then it's Larry King.
I'm sorry, but who would marry Larry King at all?
King has been married.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that someone would marry and that gives us all hope. Like, hey, dude, you just go do a radio TV thing for a long time.
He did a comedy show.
And you can look like that.
He did a comedy show with us, and he looked like a puppet. He really did look
exactly.
Like there was somebody above the stage working.
Somebody's got their hand up somewhere making all that go.
He's been married eight times to seven people, so he repeated one.
Oh, really?
So one, you can be married and
eight
then it breaks
brides
up.
For one man.
Yes.
Not eight brides for eight.
What? How? Seven
Brothers.
Brides for
right, whatever
eight times for Larry King. He married the same woman again, and then it broke up again. Like, at one point do you go, listen.
Oh, I forgot you did suck, Larry. Right. I'm out.
Right. That's from her standpoint. But why does he keep doing it?
And how much alimony is in all of that?
I don't know. I can't. I mean, I assume.
Zsa Zsa must have raked it in as opposed to
I don't know.
Him.
I assume most of the celebrities who get married that many times have prenups or whatever.
Like, yeah.
Or how they set it up, however.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, who would marry Larry King? And how did you get... And I assume the money has a lot to do with it, of course.
Yeah. No, he's very sexy. He's a sexy man.
The one thing that we know is that he's not sexy. That we know. That's the one thing that we know for a fact. Now, maybe he's packing. I don't know.
Maybe he's good in the sack.
That's what I'm saying. Also, probably a hard no. So...
Not so hard no.
I'm not sure exactly what... He got married eight times.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, what?
All right, listen. Like, how many times have you been married? 818-955-KLOS.
And
at what point do you think you would stop? Like, is there ever a number where you go,
well, you're probably going to say this is it, unless maybe they're not in a relationship right now. Then you're like, well, I'm going to give it one
more
shot.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see how many people.
Maybe we should take a bet on it.
How many times people have been married?
Mm-hmm.
I assume that two or three...
Is the kind of norm.
I would assume
days.
It is, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately. I would think that would probably be the average.
If you've been married more than once, probably two or three times.
Yes. But four, now I think at four or five, I do think you're starting
You're a celebrity then.
Maybe. like, don't you start to lose faith in getting married, perhaps? Anyone?
Talk to us.
818-955-KLOS. Call us.
Enlighten us.
And let us know how many times you've been married. How many times you would.
Yeah, there you go. How many times would you give it? Yeah, another go. Tell that story on the air right now.
No can do.
Ah, the stories that go on in here.
95.5 KLOS, the California Rock Station.
It's just a lawsuit.
No, it's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. J-Lo got married again. It was her fourth time.
That's right.
You know, the question has to come up at some point. How many is too many? You would think.
Yeah, is there a cap on how many times you're going to give a go to marriage?
Correct. And we were talking about some of the celebrities that have been married the most. We were talking about Elizabeth Taylor.
Yep.
We were talking about Larry King and a bunch of others. Yep. And how many is too many? KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing, bud?
Good. Thank you. Talking about how many times you've been married.
Well, I'm on my second marriage, and this will be the last one, but it's going to work out. But
good.
I just wanted to tell you guys, try not to get bad karma, because I think Larry King is dead.
Well, I mean, he is.
He's passed on.
Okay.
But that's not the
He's
point.
He's even less likely to get married now.
That's not the point. The point is he got married 8 times.
Yeah. That's incredible.
I mean, I don't think we're talking bad about him when we say that. That's just
fact. He's a broadcast professional and a hell of a guy. But not very sexy.
I got you.
Oh, you're correct.
There you go.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He's not good in bed.
No. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. How many times have you been married?
I've never been married. I'm 40 and I've never been married.
Okay. Do you want to be married?
No, I don't think I want to.
That's completely different. That's fine.
Yeah, I think you find the right person if you are not looking and don't want to get married. I had zero desire and now, dang. So, but how many times do you think is too much? Where would you draw the line?
One?
I think three. Right one is too many, exactly.
Okay. Why is that? Why do you feel like just forget this whole marriage thing?
I just feel like it's a lot of work. And to be honest, being a single girl, I've had a lot of married men hit on me. And I just feel like I don't feel like anyone's faithful anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, that we're saying the average of marriages seems to be 2 to 3.
It's so hard to say, though, that yes, there are folk who won't. I mean, really, totally, I'm committed and, you know, whatever. I know a couple of people, but yes, I hear you. I 100%
hear you. The odds are against you, I think.
Yeah. I'll buy that. Especially married guys picking up on her.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling. What?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about how many times people have been married.
Yep. How many times?
Four.
You've been married 4 times. All right. Would you consider a fifth if this didn't work out for some reason?
No, I think I'm over it now.
Yeah. So the first couple of times, were you sure this is really going to last until I drop dead?
Well, the first time was kind of a shotgun wedding with my college sweetheart.
I almost feel like all first-time weddings are young and ill-advised.
I know someone, though, that was married just out of high school, and they've been married for, like, 25 years, 26 years, very happily.
So, anyway, shotgun wedding, that lasted 13 years, broke up, floated around, married someone way too young for me, half my age. My daughter hated her.
That's usually the second round, right?
Yeah, she ended up being totally crazy, and then we broke up. Exactly. I came home one day, and the entire house had been cleaned out. She just like,
Wow. That's rough. Wow, but you went for number 3 even after that.
I went for number 3 because it takes me a while to learn a lesson, I guess.
Right, so then you go to number 3, and that doesn't work out. Why?
She kicked me out, and to this day, even though we have a beautiful son together, I never quite figured out why.
Question for you. Is it possible that she was right and it was your fault?
How dare you, sir?
It could have been, but here's the weird thing.
All right.
Every boyfriend she's ever had since then lives in a different city. And what I think is she likes to have companionship and not around her full time.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. That makes sense. So then you got married a fourth time.
And I got married the fourth time. We've been together for 10 years, and it's been great.
Nice.
Excellent.
Everything's working out.
Yay, good.
So come on, everybody. There's hope. The fourth time, there's hope. Thank you for calling.
Don't give up, guys, is all I can say.
Yeah. Okay. I second that emotion.
Thank you.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
How many times have you been married, or would you get married? All right, we're not doing either of these yet. But very soon, KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
Yeah, sometime between now and 5, but not right now.
Don't call now.
No.
And also at 5 o'clock, we're doing Give Me 5. And it's Big O.
Big O.
Bands that start with the letter O.
Nothing to do with tires.
Correct. Right now we're talking about how many times you've been married and how many times is too many. KLOS, hello.
I've been married once.
And that's it?
Yeah, and we were together 26 years. She decided she wanted something else.
Boom. Ouch.
20.
Three kids. Divorced me at 50 years old.
Ouch.
And I went out and I dated a few girls. And mm-hmm. They were all gold diggers, just looking for somebody to finish off their life with. And, you know, I just said, you know what? I don't have the energy for this.
Right.
So have you stopped looking now?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
All right.
No, I mean, you know, I've been f***ing girls since I was 15 years old. So, I mean, I had plenty of that.
Sure.
You know.
The good stuff.
Call us back next year when you're engaged.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll get engaged to a coffin.
He's making plans in advance.
Wow.
That's good.
That's rough.
Thanks for calling, man. I'd go for an urn, though. You know, I want to be cremated, so. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing today?
Did that last guy say he was going to get engaged to a coffin?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
That's pretty kinky.
Yes, it is.
Hot.
Yeah, you know, I'm with that woman you just had on here a couple minutes ago, Zero, baby. I've had some relationships, mm-hmm. but, you know, Zero, I think, is the way to go, and guys didn't by chance get her number, did you?
We did not know.
So you don't think there's a chance for a real married happiness, bliss, being together forever, that sort of thing?
It's a rarity. I've seen only a couple of those.
Right. It is nice that it is out there, though. We can
say
that it does exist, yes.
It does exist, but you don't see it very often.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. I have to say, it really bugs me when people say marriage is work. I mean, maybe 20-some years in, I just haven't had to work yet. It's like, damn.
It's because you're lucky.
I think you're the wrong person is what it's really possible, boils down to. That's my guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm stuck on unemployment then.
Right on, man. Well, thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I've got the best solution for you guys. I have never been married. Mm-hmm. Folks have been married 54 years. Mm-hmm. I've talked to Tom Like, because Tom liked it a long time ago. I'm a long time listener, and I believe in what this idea. This idea is that marriages should be like a fishing license. You get a 1 year, a 2 year. At the end of that 1 year or 2 year, you redo your vows, or you let it null and void. You let it expire. You don't have to go to the court.
I've had that theory too, although mine was 7 years. Mine
seven,
was 7 years.
Really?
Yes, and at the end of the 7th year, if you're both into it,
you
great.
No harm, no foul.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that that's a bad idea. I like the 7 years because that's usually when everybody starts getting
idea.
Itchy.
I lit up America with this story about, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I don't even know that I believe in my idea, but it just seems like it would keep
you... It makes sense.
It would keep you engaged. If you were interested.
That's what engagements are supposed to be.
7 years?
Yeah, like several years at least. Hell, I don't know.
818-955-KLOS. We're going to say it together. How many times should you be married? Our Gimme Five coming up in about 13 minutes.
The Big O.
The Big O. Bands that start with the letter O today.
Or songs that start with the letter O.
Oh, I didn't realize it was bands or songs.
Oh,
okay.
You didn't.
Right now we're talking about how many times you've been married. J-Lo was married for the 4th time. Larry King, we were mentioning before, had been married 8 times.
8 times.
Has to be a limit.
You again, said the preacher.
KLOS, hello.
I personally, 2 was what happened. One was a crazy redhead. Oh, my God.
Right.
Nuts.
Right.
The other one has been good for the last 42 years.
Wow.
So I'm a lucky one. I'm a lucky one to end the program, boys.
Yeah.
We're a lucky one.
Love the show, my friends.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Congratulations on 40 years. 42.
42 years.
Very cool.
Well done.
That's amazing.
KLOS, hello.
I've been married 1 time.
Uh-huh. And how long has it been?
27 years. And I've been with her for 30 years.
Wow. You were with her for 3 years before you married her.
Yeah.
And it's not it's not anytime soon?
No, man. I'm living good.
Yeah, I think that kind of little more time together before actually getting married is a really good idea.
Probably, yes.
It helps. You know, we still have our little differences, but you know what?
Of course.
In the long run, it's doing good. We still have our little arguments, but ain't nothing that's going to be pushed aside.
And she's good with your drinking?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Thank you for calling.
Right on, man. Yeah, thanks for calling. All right. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
I thought he sounded drunk. I don't know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I was like, I wasn't sure. I did. I swear I heard a glass with ice in it. I swear. And then
you
said that.
I knew it. And you were confused.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? How do you know?
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Sorry about that. We were having a conversation without you.
But now, welcome to it.
That was rude. Who's this? What are you calling about?
What year is it?
My name is calling for the Disney tickets.
Okay.
Oh.
No, very soon. Very soon.
After all of that.
Very soon.
Yeah. Good luck.
Give me five.
Yeah, baby.
Give me five. The big O.
Goes with this song really well.
In a row. Five songs in a row. Kevin and Sluggo.
The big O.
The big O.
So it's songs or bands that start with O. I think Ozzy starts with an O.
It's also Give Me Five.
The theme big, is
big O.
O. And that was four O's in a row. I don't know that I've ever done that. Is Ozzy Osbourne followed by Ozzy Osbourne. That's his latest one. Patient number nine there. Tanya, what?
Keep track of these songs, too, because tomorrow at about 3 o'clock, we might give you a chance to win a t-shirt if you know all five songs that we're playing.
Wow, nice. A lovely KLOS t-shirt. Correct. Suitable for wearing or wrapping fish in.
Today, we had somebody that came up with 2.5 of them.
That's right. So, yeah, definitely make sure you remember all five. And Tanya has suggested one with an O in the title. It doesn't matter if it's the band name or song name. If you got one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Over the hills and far away on KLOS.
Big O.
The Big O.
The Big O. It's Give Me Five on 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. The theme for Give Me Five is Big O.
Songs or bands that have the O at the beginning, like that one right there. This is Suggestion One.
Now, at 5 o'clock every day, we play five in a row with a theme.
Yes.
And today's theme is the Big O, but
Ox.
We've only played four.
Yeah.
So,
let's just shut it down and go home.
We have to take a quick break, but then we're going to come back with the fifth one.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to come back with the Disney tickets as
well. Oh, damn. Wow, so you shouldn't wander off.
So stay
there. Stay there. Stay. Stay.
Your Wall's a great song.
All right. I think we can make that number one just for you.
Awesome, awesome. This is Gina from Covina, by the way.
Gina from Covina.
Thank you, Gina.
Rated R.
That is the number one song in no particular order.
Nope, nope, particular order at all.
For Give Me Five, Big O was the theme.
People are dumb.
Uh-huh.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Thank God for Florida. Right? I mean, that's where most of these stories come from.
That's true. Where would we be without the penis-shaped state?
A Florida couple arrested for DUI reportedly attempted to have sexual intercourse in the back of the patrol vehicle.
That's not so dumb. That's kind of cool.
The couple, identified as 35-year-old Megan Lynn Mandanaro and 31-year-old Seth Aaron Thomas, had been riding. This is what they got arrested
for. Okay, yeah.
Riding bicycles at night without lights.
Wow.
And what apparently they had been, like, riding on the streets, and there were some near misses from cars.
Right.
So people called the police and showed up, and that's what they were arrested for.
So they, So they're like, the cops are like, oh, that's no big deal.
Right. So
throw
them
in the backseat.
Gave them a ticket for riding their bikes, but then did arrest them, put them in handcuffs, and put them in the back of the car. And then... after
that's when the magic started.
Put in the car. They were seen attempting to disrobe in the back of the car.
That rules. I mean, can you imagine if they pulled it off? It'd be like, that would be the ultimate story, man.
The first time we did it.
You like this too much.
I love this story. I applaud this.
They must have been very drunk because wouldn't you be just like thinking to yourself, how lame is my life that I'm in the back of a patrol car
because of
riding a bicycle.
We're out there having a blast. We got busted.
Riding a bicycle. Hey, you want to get horny?
Yeah, let's do it.
So apparently they were charged with DUI and exposing sex organs and unnatural and lascivious acts and resisting without violence. So they made the most of it?
Yeah. They're my heroes. They're not dumb. People are heroes. I have been a fan of that band since the first time I heard them 1 bazillion years ago. I love Def Leppard. Two in a row.
Same.
From those guys right there, from Joe and crew on a 2 for Tuesday on KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I wanted to mention I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. because you need positive stories to balance out all the negative BS that you see on the news every single day.
Stop the doom scrolling for a little while and go find this.
It's on YouTube or anywhere else you find podcasts. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The story is out there that there are college students all over the country who are furries, and they're supposedly asking for litter boxes to go to the bathroom. The story is false.
Oh, really? You did the fact-checking.
That is not true.
They are not.
They're not asking for litter boxes.
But they are dressed as furries.
Correct.
In their dorms.
Going to college.
Well, that's, you know, I like that.
So that's fine.
I'm glad they're not peeing and pooping in the room in a box, too.
People who were married a lot of times we talked about. We started off by talking about J-Lo's fourth marriage and the fact that Larry King had been married 8 different times.
Boom. That's 7 times to one, twice to the same person,
twice the
turns
same,
out.
But 8 yeah. weddings.
Well, he and I were very happy for a little
Maybe
while.
Maybe it was just wedding gifts. That guy must have cleaned up.
I bet that's Zsa Zsa Gabor and all of them. That's what it was all about.
They all just re-registered and said, give me presents.
Brilliant.
Didn't even think of it.
I need to get married again.
And in People Are Dumb, 2 people were arrested for riding bikes without lights and ended up getting arrested for trying to have sex in the back of the patrol car.
Those are my heroes.
So, and maybe they're not so dumb.
No. Yeah, right? People are hot. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of ours.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. KB5 coming up next. Big O is the theme. First, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Abby.
Abby?
Bavi.
Bavi.
Why telephonest thou KLOS?
What was that?
Why are you calling, is what he means to ask.
For the Disney tickets.
You are caller 13 and you got the Disney tickets.
Yes, I've been trying for 2 days.
You just shattered my wine glass. Well done. Good for you.
Congratulations. You got a four-pack of tickets to KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
I'm so excited.
Spell your first name. What is it? Bavi?
It's short. It's D-A-V.
I mean, you don't have to give me the whole thing. I just was curious.
Where do you hide the cash in your house? Where are you least likely to be home?
What's your address? No, we'll take all that information off the air.
Hey, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Right now, we want to invite you to our celebration as the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park happens. It's going to happen August 25th. If you want to join us, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
This is a 4-pack of tickets you're going to get in after the park closes at like 9 at night and hang out. So if you're willing to park. Party. Call now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. You know the band Genesis. How many number ones do you think Genesis have had over the years? If you said just one, go ahead and give yourself one bonus point. It was on this day in rock in 1986 when Genesis' only number one hit on the top 100, Invisible Touch, hit number one. If you're a fan of the Stones' Voodoo Lounge album, did you know that it was on this day in rock in 1994 when they released it? It was on this day in rock in 2002 when the stage musical dedicated to the songs of Billy Joel premiered in Chicago called Movin' Out.